I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to a very special midweek edition of Thumb Cramps. You've read the title of the episode. You know what's going on. You know what's
you
good,
know
gamers.
What's happening.
I am Joel Dusha.
I am Jackson Bailey.
And today, listeners, we have not one, but two very special guests for you to talk through their very own release schedule video presentations.
That's what I was looking for.
That both happened on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners, if you could just say hello to Mr. Nintendo. Hello, everyone.
Oh, hello, Mr. Nintendo. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, Jackson. And thanks so much for having me, Joel. Mr. Nintendo, we're meeting finally.
This is amazing. This to have you both in the same room. It's unparalleled.
And look, Mr. Nintendo, before I get too excited, we're just going to introduce our next guest. Mr. Sony.
Hello, everybody. Hey, how you doing?
Mr. Sony.
Thank you so much for having me
on. It's so good to have you here.
It's good to be on. It's good to be part of this.
Mr. Sony, Mr. Nintendo. Mr. Nintendo, you already know this. Mr. Sony, this is your first time
on.
That is right.
But I've been watching you from afar, and I like what you're doing.
Yeah, well, we are a big fan of the PS5 here, which I believe you made.
I did make it with my own sweat and blood and my own hands. I made the PlayStation 5.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
well,
I think it's really good.
Thumb Cramps is a video game review podcast for everyone whose thumbs are cramping. You've met the host, you've met the guests, and this week we're looking at the September Nintendo Direct and the Sony State of Play.
Lots of good games.
Lots of good games.
Can I say? Yeah.
Now, Mr. Sony, do you just want to talk us through, like, look, we'll go reverse chronological order.
Okay, that's
the
smart.
The State of Play happened after the Nintendo Direct.
Yeah.
Here in Australia, it was 12 a.m. for the Nintendo Direct, and then 7 a.m. for the State of Play.
Did you stay up for it?
I stayed up for the Nintendo Direct.
Well,
and
I'm
then
hurt.
I woke up. I'm not hurt. I think that's an awesome thing to do.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mr. Nintendo. Yeah, I figured because you yourself, Mr. Sony, had said expect mostly just updates from already announced titles.
That's true. That's true.
Also, staying up to midnight suits me better than waking up at 7 a.m. on a day where I didn't need to go into the office until later in the day.
Yeah, that is fair. I understand and I forgive you.
Now, Mr. Sony, do you want to talk us through your State of Play?
I will. Let's do it. Okay, so reverse chronicle order. reverse chronicle order.
I was going to say reverse chronological order of the shows.
But what about if I started from the bottom?
Okay, so what do you close the show with?
That's what we'll start with. So we closed the show with Final Fantasy
Seven,
thank you.
Rebirth.
I knew. I just was taking a pause building suspense.
Yeah.
That's right. What did you think about that?
It had a release date, which was pretty exciting. Something I don't believe we'd had prior to your event.
That's true.
I haven't had a chance to play Final Fantasy VII Remake yet, but I do own it.
Well, that's enough. That's
and
all we ask.
Mr. Nintendo, look, we don't want to blow the covers here, but there's quietly been rumors that the Switch 2 is going to feature Final Fantasy VII Remake
that
as a launch title.
That would be very exciting. I mean, obviously, you know, everything mum's the word, but that
Sony, let's not reveal any of our secrets too early.
That's right, Mr. Nintendo. Tapping the nose, let's not let them in on it. Then we had Foam Stars, the open beta for Foam Stars.
Now, I, Joel Dusha, recently, and this hurts to say, have gotten very into Fortnite.
Yes.
Still haven't bought a single V-Buck, so I still feel okay about it.
I think Fortnite suits you. To be honest.
Why?
I don't know. Something about you. You got Fortnite energy.
I would like to... I reckon I would have had more PUBG energy than Fortnite.
Yes, I can
but
see
PUBG,
that.
But PUBG, I played that once and I was like, I hate this freaking game.
No, actually, to be honest, you give me more Fortnite energy than PUBG. Mm. PUBG, I don't know if this is true, is for nerds.
Yeah.
And Fortnite's for chads. I don't know, that's what it feels like.
I don't know if that's true, but it does feel good to get that victory royale.
Yeah, exactly. PUBG's
something
like,
I do semi-frequently.
That's good. See, PUBG to me has the vibe of like, I don't know. It's like it feels like a mod because I think maybe it started as a mod.
Yeah, I think it was. Wasn't it? No. I'm thinking of DayZ.
Yeah, but it's got DayZ energy.
Yeah.
Where it feels like if you know a lot about guns and trucks, you'll love PUBG. Fortnite's for chads.
Yeah.
For if you don't like, you don't want to learn anything. You just want to roll around with a pickaxe.
Yeah.
Like Minecraft. Oh,
I killed two people in Fortnite in a row last night the moment we dropped with the pickaxe. They both had guns and then I took their guns, but I didn't need those guns to kill those two people.
That's freaking awesome.
It felt good because I was playing in a team, so my team saw me do it.
Oh, brother, that's awesome. Next, we have the announcement of Honkai Star Rail.
Oh, that's a very popular mobile game,
Mr.
Sony.
That's true. I'm fairly sure that a good friend of your show, Ruby Innes, is a big fan.
Yeah, she is. She reviewed it on this very, very podcast.
She did, so she did. Are you excited for it?
I can't wait.
Yeah, me neither. So
I just like the idea of saying Honkai Star Rail is.
Yeah, I like that too. Honkai. I don't know what the Star Rail is. But
do you know what a Honkai is?
No! But I'm excited by both elements. Well, I'm glad to hear that, Jackson.
Yeah. It's awesome.
So next we had Tales of Arise Beyond the Dawn.
So that's DLC for Tales of Arise.
Mm-hmm.
A game I haven't played, not touch the DLC, unfortunately.
Yes, yeah, me neither. But maybe if I ever play Tales from Arise, Mr. Sony, I'll give it a go. It's not likely. then we had, and this is something long-awaited, people have been very excited for this, Marvel Spider-Man 2.
Yes, so this was a bit of an update on like how just like going from A to B in the game will work. Mm-hmm. Showed you how the fast travel works.
You can swap between the two Spider-Man.
Yeah, similar to the
cool
GTA 5 mechanic where each Spider-Man is just off doing their own thing.
You can just jump between them.
Yeah. There's a bigger part of New York City now, which includes Brooklyn and
Queens.
King of Queens.
Do you reckon there'll be a King of Queens reference?
Yeah, I reckon Kevin James will be there. And he'll be like, I hate my hot wife. But I'm a slob.
George Costanza's dad is my dad.
Patton Oswalt's here. Yeah, my brother?
Frank? A guy who works at a store?
He lives in my garage.
What's going on in King of Queens?
I don't know.
Arms are getting weary. Eyes are getting tight. Something, something, something on the Brooklyn Bridge tonight. But I don't care because all I want to do is find my way something home to you.
Yeah. Is King he a postman?
He's a, like, doesn't he do, like, UPS, like a delivery driver?
Well, that's,
I guess that's a postman. Yeah. Anyway, Helldivers 2.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever play the original Helldivers?
No.
I played it once with a friend.
Yeah?
And
was it one of your friends from high school?
Could have been.
Yeah, one
I
of
played
those
it. Let me tell you, brother, I played it wrong. He got angry.
That sounds like a friend from high school's
response.
That sounds
like every gaming experience I've ever had in my life.
Why are you doing this? I'm having fun. Shut up.
I think it's because I didn't really care for shooting guys, but I liked stabbing them with my knife.
Mm.
But that meant that in, because occasionally the game could get like bullet helly, I died a lot.
Yeah, well, from the trailer that I saw, they were really struggling to take down a big mechanical spider until they dropped what looked to be a nuclear weapon on it.
Yeah. So a little knife?
Which I don't know why they didn't just do that from the start.
Maybe you build up the nuclear weapon?
No, they said, well, they were like, in the trailer, that's it. I think we're going to have to drop the 500-kilogram bomb.
Well, you'll have to play the game to find out.
Yeah. I'll find out when I play the game.
So are you sassing me, John Dush?
No, Mr. Sony. I love the PlayStation 5.
Yeah, that's
what
I'm
I was
glad
playing Fortnite
that's,
on.
I'm glad.
And then I got mad when I got killed by someone that was playing on PC because they have an advantage.
Yeah, because it's quicker. Mouse and keyboard?
Yeah, mouse and keyboard.
That makes sense.
They shot me kind of around a tree that was such a precise shot that they wouldn't have been able to do if they were
using
a controller.
A controller, yeah.
But then I felt good about it because I was sitting on a couch.
Chilling. They're at a computer, yeah, hunched over like hunched a goblin.
Yeah. They probably had to go to school today because Fortnite is for children.
Yeah, it is for babies. Yeah. I think that's awesome. I think it's like when Kramer.
Yep.
We're doing sitcom references this episode. It's like when Kramer went to the child's karate tournament and he was really good at it because all of his opponents were children.
Yeah.
But then, and it's sort of a bit of a tale of warning, they beat the shit out of him. So be careful.
Well, that's I guess what happened to me
because
I died in Fortnite. I didn't win, but then I won the next game.
You lived the Kramer experience. The good one.
Yeah.
Then we have the PS5 Deep Earth collection.
Yeah, PS5 went into the ground.
It went
and
into
came
the
out
ground.
Different colors.
Now we got different exciting PS5s.
Except one of the colors looks exactly like a normal white.
Yes, it is white. But it's a different white.
Oh, it's the Deep Earth white.
It's the Deep Earth white as opposed to the regular.
This was my number one announcement. I was like, man, the PS5's got in the hole.
Yeah, the PS5's out of the hole and it's exciting now. One whole PS5.
Yeah,
sir.
That's fair.
Then we had Ghost Runner 2.
I am very bad at Ghost Runner to the point where I was like, guess this game's not for me.
I had exactly the same experience. I was like, right, let's do it. Let's go Ghost Runner mode. I like a platform shooter. Like, yeah. I'm into that. No. I'm bad at this game.
I heard
scared.
People compare it to like Hotline Miami. They got really excited. Mm. And then I played it for about an hour and I was like, nope, just bounced off me.
I'm the same.
Can't wait to check this out.
Yeah,
demo
out now. Yeah. Get on it.
Mm.
Then we had it. I know this one will excite the two of you. Avatar Frontiers of Pandora.
Yes! We got a release date December.
That's so
Merry Christmas
that's
game
so
is.
So exciting. You play as a Na'vi.
That was kidnapped as a child.
Yeah, and trained to be a military man.
And then escapes from the military man and becomes a Na'vi yet again, but doesn't remember jack shit about being a Na'vi. So that's a nice, tricky framing device for them to be like, this is how you climb a tree.
Absolutely. This is how you ride a Fnignor.
Fnignor.
Yeah, it's good.
Aren't they just called a banshee?
Yeah. I think they have stupid names. No, they do.
No, they definitely have a stupid
aren't
name.
Aren't the whales called, like, Pundanari or something?
Could...
Kintayan?
They're awesome. I can tell
they
you
are
that much.
So
I reckon
awesome.
You'll meet Jigsaw.
Jigsaw. I hope not.
Hello, Na'vi. I want to play a game.
No, I reckon Jigsaw.
Oh, hey, Jigsaw, I want to play a game. And that game's Avatar Frontiers of Pandora.
Yeah. No, I'm very excited.
This is a day one purchase for me.
Me too. I'm so excited for it. And it genuinely looks fun beyond the fact I would purchase any Avatar property.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Because we're Avatar heads.
Yeah.
But. It looks like a fun game on top of that. So
it's Ubisoft, so I look forward to climbing up a tower, pressing that button, unlocking some of the map.
That's going to be good. I tell you what, it's bad, but I do like climbing the tower sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes climbing the tower is fun. I have to admit.
Yeah, it's safe to admit that.
It's good.
We're rapidly arriving at the start of your presentation.
I know, how exciting. Was it good to go backwards, do you think?
Yeah, I think it was good.
I agree. Next, we have two things related to Resident Evil 4. We have Resident Evil 4 VR.
Which would be awesome if I had a PSVR too. Mr. Sony, if you could sort that out for me, I'd love to build
it. I'll do my best. I'll pass it on to my superiors that the boys
your
are some
superiors? Your PR team's your superiors?
No, the Sony PlayStation itself.
Ah!
Who we worship like a living god.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
I'll need to veto it with them. Then the DLC, Separate Ways.
Plays Ada Wong.
Plays Ada Wong.
This story was in the... Wasn't in the original GameCube version, but it was in the PS2 and Wii remakes. Well, ports, I guess. Mm.
I still haven't played. I still got to play Resident Evil 4.
It's good.
What am I doing, dude?
Dude, I don't know.
I just hit the table. I just slammed my knuckle into the podcasting table.
That's awesome.
Ow.
And punishment for your gaming sins. Too busy being playing Shadow Man and not playing Resident Evil 4.
Playing Starfield.
Yeah, why are you doing that?
Dude, I don't know. I'm like 9 hours in.
Yeah, is it awesome? Give us a quick review. First impressions.
So, I don't know why I'm doing anything in this game. I have a million followers, but they're never with me. I tried to figure out the ship builder, and I think I might be too dumb. I don't know. I might just be too stupid, dude. I gave it a go, and I was like, I guess I'm just too dumb to figure out. Then I bought a new ship, because it looked cool.
Yeah.
And
then they're like, you're going to have to build it yourself. And you're like, oh.
I'm so stupid. No, I got the ship, but... So when you build a ship, you can do a flight check that shows you the errors.
Yeah.
And this one... Game with an error.
What's the error?
The error is just that there's not an assigned gun. But if I put a gun on it, Anyway, it just gets very confusing. And space combat is one of the worst things I've ever experienced. It's awful. It's like I wouldn't say I was enjoying myself, but I was falling into the like Bethesda rhythm where I'm like, I've played a million games like this. This is nothing new, but this kind of game does scratch a specific itch.
Mm-hmm.
It feels horrendously dated, but like whatever, it scratches an itch.
I hate to interrupt, but there's a lot of bugs in this studio. And
yeah,
I've
noticed
that
too.
What's going on?
It's flies, flying ants.
Yeah, stinky podcasts.
Yeah, we're too smelly, like a pig pen. Charlie Brown's best friend. but I was like, oh, it's scratching an itch, whatever. I'm not really like immersed, but the combat is pretty fun. Probably the best part of the game is the gun, like just the guns feel good. But I'm at a mission where I've got to connect three satellites in space, and each one is surrounded by guys in spaceships.
So you got to do a bunch of space combat, which you hate.
And that might be what stops me playing the game.
Well, that's crazy, because apparently after 12 hours, it gets good.
Some people say. That's what I was kind of gunning for. I was like, you know what? Like, I like a Bethesda game. I've thrashed Skyrim. I thrashed Fallout. I thrashed New Vegas. Like, you know, all whatever.
Just skip Fallout. Oh, no, you even thrashed Fallout 76.
76, I even thrashed that a little bit. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give it the 12 hours it needs. But there is no reason to play this game over anything else. Let me tell you the mission I'm doing. And let me tell you a really annoying part of it.
Uh-huh.
So I was working for a bank collecting debts from people.
Uh-huh.
That was the first couple of missions I did. I arrive at a planet to collect a debt. I get a distress signal. A guy, a farmer, is like, hey, in this system, these three farming planets used to be connected by satellites, but the satellites are down because spaces, who are like space baddies, they're patrolling them. So can you go and link up the satellites again? I was like, okay. Took me maybe 45 tries to kill three guys in space because the ship I bought's too slow, maybe.
Yeah, and that makes sense.
There's like three perks you need to unlock.
Maybe
to actually
skill error with driving?
Well, that's what a lot of people say, but also you need to unlock three specific perks to make it even feasible, which is what people are saying as well, which is stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I defeat those guys. My ship's freaking cactus, but whatever. I activate that satellite. I go to the next satellite. There's no spaces there. Activate it. Go to the third one. The space is there. I'm like, I will not win this fight. I cannot be bothered flying to another system to fix my ship.
Yeah.
Even then, I'm probably going to die in this fight again, so what's the point? But I was like, but I reckon if I just run for the satellite, I can activate it, and then I can do like a hyper warp out of there.
Yep.
I do that. It's like, great, you did all of the satellites. That's awesome. You now meet at this ship, which is around the same planet that the last satellite was around. Okay. But because every area is instanced, in that when you go to an area, it's not connected to all the other areas.
Yeah.
Where the satellite is the only place I can spawn. And even though the marker is also in space for the spaceship I need to dock with, I can never fly there until I defeat everyone in this area.
Because
you can't fast travel while you're in combat. But the only way I can get back to that planet is by going to this specific location. And I can't outrun them to get to the spaceship. So it's like, what do I do?
Damned if you do, damned if
you
don't.
Yeah, I just had to give up. Anyway.
How many thumbs? Five? Good choice.
Five thumbs.
Yeah.
Good on them for making a video game.
Yeah, a big one, too.
Yeah, it's huge. Ghostbusters, Rise of the Ghost Lord for the VR as well.
Mr. Sony, I don't want to speak of ill will, but this game looks disgusting.
Well, I'm offended, but obviously everybody's welcome to their opinion. Here's my thought, Mr. Sony. Have they ever made a good Ghostbusters game?
Yeah, well, actually, Jackson, the Ghostbusters, I want to say Spirits Within, but that's the Final Fantasy movie subtitle.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just called Ghostbusters a video game. When people were like, that's actually the real third Ghostbusters.
Oh, that's
film.
Right.
But I think the game sucks. It's just the stories.
Yes, I think I've heard that too. Yeah, I don't know.
Angry video game nerd hated that first Ghostbusters movie. He couldn't get up the tower. He said lots of bad things about those stairs.
Yeah, he's got a lot of opinions, that guy. About movies and games.
Yeah, he loves to take shits.
Is that
and drink
true?
Beers.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he does lots of shits in his video. Diarrhea often.
In his video, real diarrhea?
No.
It's if we did video game reviews on film, we'd do real diary.
Yeah, we would do real
diary. That's because we're real OGs. And then finally, the first thing announced, and the last thing that I'm going to explain.
What opened your show?
What opened the show? Baby Steps.
This game?
By the same person who did
Ape Out.
Ape Out, yes. What do you think?
I think that I wish that they made Ape Out 2.
Yeah.
Because this game looks like Octodad. It's Octodad meets Death Stranding.
You know, we were talking before about PUBG guys versus Fortnite guys.
Yeah.
There are Octodad guys out there, hey. There's people out there for whom Octodad is the perfect video game, and to me, that person is more alien than a crab.
You understand what's going on in a crab's brain before a...
Somebody who really, really loves Octodad, I understand them less than I understand a crab.
Yeah.
In fact, I understand a crab pretty well.
Yeah, they just want to
snip. They eat little bugs and snip.
Yeah.
What's there to know?
Well, they're awesome things to do.
Yeah.
Now, thank you so much for your presentation,
Mr. Sony.
Thank
you for listening to it.
That's a lot of exciting things there.
Yeah.
If I had to pick a favorite thing, the Resident Evil 4 DLC does get me excited, but I guess the Avatar game's a full game.
Yeah.
So,
Mr. Sony, I'm the most excited for the Avatar game because I love Avatar. And sometimes a Ubisoft game is what you want for some reason.
Yeah, it scratches an itch.
Yeah.
Now, boys, thank you so much for having me on today.
Of course,
we
Mr. Nintendo.
Had our September Nintendo Direct today. Well, yesterday, your time. And listeners, potentially two, three days ago for you.
Yeah.
And we announced a lot of stuff.
We did. I mean.
Yeah, you weren't there, Jackson.
I was watching in my bed.
Hey, that counts. That counts as you being there.
That's good.
And we took the same approach to this Direct as we've taken to every Direct, which is the games are either good or funny that they're in the presentation.
That is true. Yeah. That is true.
Obviously, a lot of pre-orders opened today.
Yes.
There was a couple of shadow drops. Mm-hmm. I hope that everyone listening to this podcast pre-ordered and purchased every shadow drop.
Yeah, you have to. I mean, that's just being a good gamer.
And just in to break tradition started by Mr. Sony here, and because we all like to do things a little differently, I'll go through my presentation from beginning to end.
Okay, fair enough.
So
each their own.
Yeah, we opened the presentation with Splatoon 3 Side Order DLC. Yes. Which is a single-player DLC. It launches in spring 2024, so that's spring in the Northern Hemisphere, which makes it autumn in the Southern Hemisphere, which is where I am right now. I flew into Thumbcramp Studios.
Very, very, we appreciate
Wish you got
that.
Rid of the bugs.
Yeah, sorry about the bugs. We should have gotten rid of them knowing you were coming.
Yeah.
Dusha, messaged me after this and said maybe you could become a Splatoon.
Yeah,
guy.
I realized because I've been playing Fortnite a lot that when I was watching Splatoon, I hadn't seen any Splatoon gameplay since I'd started playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
And now that I'm looking at the Splatoon gameplay, I'm like, this is just Fortnite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's Fortnite, but with soap and paint.
Yeah, maybe.
Foam Stars.
Foam Stars is with soap. This is just with paint and more paint.
Yeah.
And squids. Yeah. I could see you becoming
And this is a roguelike single player DLC, which is also exciting. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see if you become Johnny Splatoon.
Yes, if I find Splatoon 3, I might just,
if there's a game that's good, but also people say it's for babies,
maybe it's for me.
Maybe that's your niche.
But I also like games that people say this is bad because it's too crazy.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
Maybe it's just crazy enough for me. To me, it's a playable game. Don't give me just a traditional game.
Yeah.
Game for babies? That's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Game for deranged individuals? That's good too.
Game for regular human man?
Yeah, Call of Duty? No thank you.
Yeah.
More like Yawn of Pootie.
Dude, you got him. Yeah! Mic drop! Dawn of Pootie or whatever you said?
Yawn of poo dash T.
Okay, yeah, they're not coming
I could have
back.
Gone duty.
Yeah.
No,
I think Pootie was better.
Yeah, yeah me too. Then we rolled straight into a little game. Like, we haven't seen this guy for a while.
Yep.
And his name's Donkey Kong.
Oh, I see.
But he's versing his arch nemesis Mario.
Holy mackerel.
In the upcoming game, Mario vs. Donkey Kong, which is...
kind of like a remaster, but also kind of not, from what I understand.
Yeah, I believe that it started as a remake of the first game on Game Boy Advance, but we've added a bunch of new stuff. It's all happening.
You can play as Toad now, too.
Yeah, it's co-op now.
Did you ever play the Mario?
I didn't know.
I played the first one.
Actually, maybe I did.
The first one was pretty fun. Like, it's a puzzle game at its core, but it's fun.
Yeah, well...
I'm pretty sure Pauline is in it, too. I think that was the first return of Pauline.
Whoa. Well, Mr. Nintendo, I will be checking this game out. And I reckon you should also chuck on Donkey Kong 93? 92?
Donkey Kong 99, dude. It's Donkey Kong Battle Royale.
That would be awesome.
That would be amazing, dude.
Yeah, but it's Donkey Kong Country style, so there's just 100 apes.
You can't tell what's going on.
Well, we'll get to that, because sometimes you put 99 players in the game.
Sometimes it's good.
And sometimes you can't tell what's going on.
Yeah.
No, the Donkey Kong Game Boy game that was just the normal Donkey Kong game until you finished the first four levels,
yeah.
And then it just turned into a totally different game.
What
I'm pretty
was
sure
that?
It's just called Donkey Kong, but I think it's called Donkey Kong 93 or 94. Yeah. Anyway, put that on the Nintendo Switch Online.
Yeah.
I will, Joe. Thank you, Mr. Nintendo. I'm glad you're here so I can just tell you what I want.
I know, it's good.
I can't promise I'll remember about it on the flight home, but we're working on it.
Write it down.
Like a smart thing to drop in preparation for Mario versus Donkey Kong.
That's true.
So,
that's smart.
Yeah, we'll get on it. The next thing we announced was Prince of Persia: The Lost Crown, which already had a release date and stuff like that, but now you got some gameplay,
yeah.
And it looks like some pretty chaotic platforming.
Let me tell you, there's a lot of losers out there that are mad about this game, because you don't play as Johnny Prince of Persia.
You play as a different guy.
Like his bodyguard or some shit.
Anyway, it looks awesome.
I think it looks mad. It looks like a really fun little, like, probably there'll be Castlevania elements. I mean, Metroidvania elements.
Yeah.
Like it looks baller.
There's lots of wall jumping and sliding and
collecting stuff.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Comes out in January. I'm excited. Then we thought we'd a bit of a change gear here.
Oh, yeah.
So Nintendo HQ were like, all right, we're one DLC and two games in. And the two games are just going back to back, look
good.
Very good.
Yeah, nice.
Like, as in visually, they're very good. So what we've decided, just to mix it up, we put in the trailer for Horizon Chase 2, which is one of the worst looking games I've ever seen.
It looked like the cars controlled like asshole.
Yeah, they were sliding all over the place.
The map was ugly.
There was frame rate drop in the trailer. Yeah.
I love with this frame rate drop in the trailer. You're like, just don't show it.
Yeah.
Get rid of that bit. It was so funny as well, because it felt like it was there contractually. Like, they didn't want it to be there, but they just had to put it
in. That's a shadow drop, too. That's exciting. You can buy it right
now. Jumping into getting it immediately. My lord.
The next game, and my notes are blank here, just says Super Crazy Rhythm Castle.
Yeah.
I can't remember what that was.
I'm pretty sure, because there were a lot of JRPGs announced in this direct. I'm pretty sure Super Crazy Rhythm Castle was a JRPG, this might be wrong, I might be getting confused with another one, but it was like a JRPG where it was like you fought, like the turn order was what determined the damage you do or some shit.
It's a chaotic rhythm adventure.
Move on.
It's British.
What the heck?
Konami.
Shoei.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Let me see.
I think it is the game you were talking about.
Okay.
This one.
Huh? What the heck? No, I don't know. Oh, wait. No, I remember this. Yeah. It was like a little rhythm sort of, yeah, like a kind of whatever game.
Yeah. Then we fired through these ones pretty quick.
Yeah.
After hitting everyone with Horizon Chase 2, which again looked like.
Because you got to lower everyone's expectations.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it is obviously coming rapidly to the end of the Nintendo Switch life cycle.
Yes,
so we don't have a lot of heavy hitters left. So we're just hitting everyone with as much stuff
the
as possible.
Stuff, yeah.
Then we've got an upcoming Spy X Family game.
Yeah. Where you play as a little girl who has to take photographs.
Yeah. It's a great riff on the Persona series, I'm hearing.
Is that so?
Yeah.
I remember at PAX, Dusha.
Yeah.
They had a Spy X Family stall. It was like an exhibit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did we spend 45 minutes to an hour and a half there because we were so excited?
Yes.
That's awesome. I can't wait to play this game.
It was just a house? Do you remember the house?
I remember the house.
That was a Spy X Family. We were in it and we were sort of like, what? It's just a house.
We're going to scheme our way into the Twitch lounge this year.
Yeah, that's
we're
smart.
A partner or whatever.
We can scheme, brother.
Yeah.
We'll also
be at PAX if you're listening.
That's true. We will
Come
be there,
us.
Roman. Come find us. Be on the podcast.
Yeah, we will be recording a podcast live from PAX. So if you see us, come up to us and you can be on this podcast.
Be on Tom Cramps.
Yeah.
Taint your life forever.
Ruin your own SEO. And also Sonic Superstars will be there.
Oh, brother.
Mario Wonder will
be
there.
That's exciting.
The new Like a Dragon game will be there.
That's cool.
A new Star Wars card game.
Dude.
Physically will be there.
You know I love cards. We'll be there.
We'll be there. Rubianus will be there.
Rubianus will be there.
The rest of Back Pocket will be there.
Yeah, the whole gang.
Yeah.
See us there if you're going.
Yeah, I reckon. Then, and this is a big one. This is one that last time when it got announced, everyone did a bit of a piss in her shit.
Okay.
Super Mario RPG. Mm. So it showed off some of the new features.
Very cool. I like that Nintendo's doing this where they don't just release a brand new or like a remaster or whatever. They're like, yeah, there's some extra stuff too.
Yeah, we've made it from scratch. It looks like it's taken some of the... So Super Mario RPG comes out on Super Nintendo, and then like two different Mario series kind of borrowed from that, because you get Paper Mario, which we'll get to later, and Mario and Luigi.
Yeah.
And some of the new features in this look like updated versions that they've taken from Mario and Luigi.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which are great games.
Yeah, oh, dude, I love them.
It's awesome that they tanked that company by re-releasing a DS game on the 3DS about 6 months after the Switch had come out.
And then the company went broke.
Yeah, they remade Bowser's Inside Story for the 3DS.
Crazy.
For some reason. It was good.
Yeah, smart.
Then speaking of re-releases and the DS, we get Another Code Recollection, which is a collection of the DS game Another Code.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I think it was also called Trace Memory.
Yeah, yeah. And then the additional Wii sequel that never came out in the US. Or
that
in
is
the
correct.
Yeah.
And now they've bundled them together. They called Another Code Recollection. And these games are kind of hard to explain. Sort of RPG, sort of puzzle solvy. They are apparently kind of aimed at a intro level to these type of games. Like they're not super hard or anything like that. And I don't think it's particularly baffling to get into.
Yeah, yeah.
The art style's cool. I'll probably check it out.
It kind of looked fun.
Then, Jackson, this one was for you.
Yeah.
Here at Nintendo HQ, we had a big note next to this one. For Jackson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Princess Peach Showtime.
Ooh, I was going feral when this was happening.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I was running around my room. I was running. You ever see at the circus, sometimes they have a guy on a dirt bike in like a big sphere, and he rides around the inside. That was me in my bedroom.
That's awesome. Well, this year we've got a lot of flat games coming out, and this is another flat game.
This is a flat-ass game. But you get to be Detective Peach and Sword Fighter Peach.
Kung Fu Master Peach.
I really like
Patisserie Peach.
I like that I still don't really have a handle on what this game is.
Well, Mr. Nintendo, when I was watching this trailer, I said in a Discord chat, this game looks like 400 games in one. That is confusing,
exciting. I'll tell you what it reminds me of, and this puts a tiny little droplet of doubt in my belly, is the much-loathed Wario game, Wario Master of Disguise, where Wario had multiple different versions of Wario he could be, and none of them were fun. So hopefully,
well, that's exciting.
Hopefully it's not like that. Hopefully it's much better. But I'm just happy they're making a Peach game.
Did you like Super Princess Peach?
Yeah, I mean it was funny that they were like, her power is she cries, but it was a fun game.
Well, now what's her power is that she has funny little outfits.
It's a step in the right direction.
Yeah. Next up, we have Saga Emerald Beyond.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that's right, Briond.
Brioche.
Oh,
it's a good bread.
Yeah, it's buttery.
Yeah, that's true.
Saga. So there's the Romancing Saga games. I'm pretty sure that's a sequel to this.
Okay,
Romancing Saga.
Was this?
I was right. So there are role playing games that were originally released on the Super Famicom.
Yeah.
Oh no, Romancing Saga is the fourth entry in the Saga series. Oh, okay, no, it goes deeper than this, dude.
Oh no.
The first one was the...
What have you learned?
They're Final Fantasy spin-offs.
Huh?
The original one was the Final Fantasy Legend, and then Final Fantasy Legend 2, Final Fantasy Legend 3, Romancing Saga, Romancing Saga 2, Romancing Saga 3, Saga Frontier.
Holy mackerel.
Saga Frontier 2.
Holy mackerel.
Unlimited Saga.
Ah!
Emperor's Saga. Imperial Saga.
Uh-oh.
Saga Scarlet Grace. Romancing Saga Re-Universe. So Re-Universe is spelled R-E.
Yeah.
And then semicolon.
Okay.
I know.
Colon?
No, what's the one that's a dot on the top and then a comma?
That's a semicolon.
Okay, I was right.
You're
in there, so Re-Semicolon Univer. So before you get to the last two letters, so normal. But then capital S and then E.
Very interesting.
Imperial Saga Eclipse, and then finally, Saga Emerald Beyond.
Okay.
It's exciting stuff.
Is this one of the many JRPGs where the guy's like, you're a hero with a destiny?
It's a new standalone title featuring a cast of 6 new playable characters in 17 interconnected worlds with initially separate stories. Note, 2 of the 6 characters are working as a pair together. That's funny that they put that as a note. These characters possess the ability to see emerald waves that connect the 17 worlds through the beyond, a hub of the emerald waves.
A brand new destiny awaits.
It's awesome when they get that guy to just narrate the craziest shit you've ever heard.
It's so funny.
Thank you, Mr. Nintendo, for bringing that guy in. Yeah, I know him in real life. He loves reading crazy stuff.
That's good. So he was doing it anyway?
Yeah.
You just put him in front of a microphone? That's awesome.
This summer, check out Romancing Saga as it hits your Nintendo Switch. Carve up the enemies and cast mana blasts.
Look out, Miru. Oh, gosh.
This holiday season, check out The Song of Nunu, a League of Legends story.
Wait, what's that? Do you hear that sound?
He rocks. Anyway, next game. And Jackson,
yeah,
we again had a note next to this one. If he doesn't like Princess Peach, he will love this anyway.
Yeah.
Because the original Tomb Raider trilogy is being remastered for the Nintendo Switch.
It is a saga. You're not wrong. This is very exciting.
Something, and look, listeners, this is a perverted note.
Sure, that's fine.
They did not turn those sliders down.
Yeah, I noticed that too. I think they knew that if they de-tittied Lara Croft, there would be an outcry.
The remake, like the reboot series, they're like, yeah, like
we'll tone it down.
We'll turn it down.
Yeah.
Nintendo said,
not on your
life.
We're
just going to render it more realistically, so less coney.
That's so funny.
I never got into the Tomb Raider games because when I played them, I was too young to wrap my head around it,
yes,
I think.
Absolutely.
So I am very curious to check this out.
Me too.
Because I think I will quite like them.
I think I'll like them as well. I think I'll enjoy the... I think I'll probably, like watching the trailer, I will want to play it in the original sort of graphic, because I think with the updated...
Bring back the cone
pointy
tits.
That's what I'm in for. But no, I think the updated graphics...
Do you reckon they included the Nude Raider mod this time?
Dude, I freaking hope so.
Yeah.
That was because there was a lot of rumors when I was a kid that there was a nude Tomb Raider mod, but also a nude Perfect Dark cheat.
Oh, Joanna Dark.
You could
in,
do to
in
see
the
Hooters.
Nutty.
Yeah, in the freaking nutty, brother.
Dude!
In the nutty!
That's awesome.
Yeah, I remember a lot of older boys telling me it was possible.
I bet they jacked off to the thought of that.
Oh, dude, they absolutely
Dude, imagine you could like look down and then you go, cans.
Whoa! I'm jacking my dick off.
Yeah, that's awesome. and the trilogy's coming out soon, if I remember correctly. Sorry, I don't have that on my notes.
That's okay, Mr. Nintendo.
Oh, it's available early next year, I remembered.
Okay, nice.
Next game. And Mr. Nintendo, I'll take this one, because I hate looking at this guy.
Okay.
Detective Pikachu, shut up!
I hate Detective Pikachu too, dude.
And I reckon it's because Ryan Reynolds wrecked it for me with the movie, because everyone says the movie's great, but I think the movie is fine at best, but I like when Pikachu almost dies because they get hit in the guts with a rock.
Yeah, that is awesome. I agree. Detective Pikachu is mid. I'll say it, dude.
But also, this is going to be interesting, because the original Detective Pikachu game ends on a cliffhanger that the movie answers.
Oh, but it also kind of seems like this game is the movie.
Yeah.
Because they're trying to find his dad, and also there was a shot.
Well, because that's the twist at the end. So the end of the first game is like, but where's the dad? And Pikachu's like, well, I know a little shit about shit. It ends like, the story ends sort of like where the third act of the movie, about halfway through the third act of the movie. So the reveal that it's his dad will happen in this game.
That's so weird. And then what?
I don't know. Team up with your dad? Now that's a game I want to play.
Yeah.
I think the kid's name's Troy. So Troy and Dad. Detective
Dad? I think what I don't like about Detective Pikachu is that it's very clear that the ideal Detective Pikachu smokes cigars and drinks alcohol.
Fingers
like crazy.
Yeah.
But they can't show that.
Give Detective Pikachu like a Clefairy girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to see a Pikachu finger a Clefairy, but they can allude to it. That's fine.
Yeah, that's all right. If it happens sort of Austin Powers style in a silhouette, that I can handle.
Yeah.
And they're like, he loves his coffee. Shut up. Not into it.
Speaking of games that I don't think you'll be into, Trombone Champ shadow dropped today.
Yeah, Trombone Champ seems like it would be funny for 20 minutes.
Trombone Champ, I feel like, had a very, very, very big moment for 3 days.
Yeah. And then we were all like, oh, I mean, I get it. Like, I know the joke and how long will it last?
The way you play looks
crazy, which deranged. Is cool. Yeah.
So I don't know. I am a bit curious, but I haven't seen the price tag yet.
That's true. What would you pay? What do you think?
I reckon if it's $16.50 or less,
yeah,
I'll buy it, but I predict it'll be $32.
Yes, I think I agree. Honestly, probably not 20. $15 I'd pay. Because, like, it'd be funny.
Yeah, if you're with friends, especially if you're friends with any casual gamers, yeah. Obviously get them to listen to Thumb Cramps and they'll be professional gamers straight away. Yeah,
that does happen.
But, yeah, like at a party or something, like people that are like, yeah, I like playing, because it's reminiscent, and this happens a little bit in this direct.
Yeah.
You get a couple of moments where you're like, oh, this reminds me of the Wii.
Yeah, absolutely.
And this was very Wii mode.
Yeah.
Very Wii coded.
It's Wii coded. I think, I don't know how funny, because.
Imagine playing this by yourself. Standing in front of your TV.
Holding your Wiimote and doing the thing where you use the like the infrared sensor where you're kind of just like patting the bottom of the Wiimote.
As the TV goes.
Would you be laughing?
No. I think and it would just be a stony silence.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe a single tear rolling down your cheek.
I wish I had friends.
But if you've had like your four people together, maybe.
I think also you have to play it where you're holding it up to your mouth.
Yes, but absolutely. Yeah. That's the only way to do it.
But I prefer to have the fellas around and play a round of Mario Golf.
As do I.
And smoking inside.
Yes.
And the landlord's banging on the door. Stop smoking
and play Mario Golf.
You can't get me, landlord. I'm smoking them up.
I'm smoking them up, but I'm going to put it out the moment you come in. You have no proof, you old crone.
Lower my rent, I'll kill you. I'm going to keep smoking cigarettes in here until you...
I'm smoking a cigarette right into the light socket.
Yeah.
Right into the rug.
I'm flushing cigarettes down the sink with oil.
I'm frying up cigarettes.
And I'm pouring it straight into your pipes.
Cigarette oil into the pipes.
Yeah. I'm a good tenant.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Next game, Battle Crush. It's an online battle royale brawler. Not for me.
Yeah.
War Tales launches on Switch later today. Not for me.
Is this the one where they were like...
Couldn't tell you.
You and 100... Oh, wait. I think it is. 100 companions. That sounds awful.
I don't know.
Dude,
It's an open world up...
No, it's not the 100 companions one.
No, it's the like low fantasy game. War Tales is a tactical role-playing game players manage a mercenary band as it attempts to survive in a low fantasy world.
Actually, you know what? That looked almost fun.
When I saw that announced, now that I've just re-remembered the synopsis,
yeah.
When I was looking at that, it didn't look fun for me, and then I was like, Harrigan, Jackson and Adam might like this?
I think it's got the kind of vibes, because it seems like you'd get some fun emergent storytelling out of it. So actually, that looks pretty fun.
Next game, Mr. Nintendo, thank you for this one, because you've remade the first Contra.
Yeah, I forgot about
Contra
this.
Operation Galuga, which had me silly going, Awooga! But look, the fun thing about this is the first level of Contra is pretty iconic, but the game that people want it to be is actually Super Contra.
Yes.
Or Super Probotector if you live in Australia.
Oh my God.
Because we weren't allowed to have guys shooting other guys with guns, so everyone's robots. Also, the game's called Probotector for some reason.
That's crazy.
I have that on Super Nintendo.
What's a Probo?
It's a. I think it's just. It's like just robot cops, pretty much.
Okay.
Because you're protector.
Robot.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
Anyway, but after you get past the first level of Contra, it'll look like a foreign brand new game too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did like that this port looks a bit like a mobile game and looks like shit.
Yeah,
but
me too.
I'm excited to
you
play
get
it.
New guns that look pretty similar to the old guns.
And now we get to our third note, and it says Jackson will love this.
Yeah.
Unicorn Overlord.
Well, you look, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. This was the 100 guys game.
Yeah.
Surely.
This game, at first, I was like, this looks dumb, and the dialogue sucks. And then the more I watched the trailer, I was like, Maybe.
You're going to become overlord pilled?
Let me tell you, yeah. I will not be buying this game from a store. I refuse purchase a game called Unicorn Overlord.
Yeah, the humiliation just from picking up the game.
Yeah.
Couldn't handle it.
Yeah. Oh, the idea of someone turning the corner and seeing me reading the back of Unicorn Overlord.
No, dude.
Put a gun in my mouth.
Yep.
Pull that trigger.
I think the most embarrassing situation there, below buying it, is playing it on the in-store Switch, if they ever were going to have...
Yeah. Unicorn Overlord, that's the game title that stuck out to you and you want to stand here
you
want to
try it out?
Play your little game?
But you don't want to buy it for some reason? You make me sick.
sorry, the note must have been next to this one, because it's just... This makes sense.
Yeah.
Luigi's Mansion 2 HD is dropping on the Switch. Next winter for Australia is next summer. It's a year away still for some reason.
Nintendo, what are you doing? I don't want to wait a year for whatever.
Working on the Switch too, baby.
Yeah, that is absolutely fair. You mentioned before we started recording, JD, that it's weird that Luigi's Mansion 1 is not.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is.
They should have just done a pack like they did with Pikmin.
Yeah, exactly.
I understand that one is a GameCube game and one is a DS game, but I believe that Luigi's Mansion 4, the GameCube, was ported to the DS at some point too.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't.
So like my brain was like, oh, different engines. But I was like, no, they've already done that. But then I guess they're porting the DS one and not the GameCube one, and they know people were screaming at them.
People
hate that. If you
port
the lower
quality, people get freaking angry, dude.
They climb the outside of your building like King Kong.
That is scary.
Yeah.
But at least they just go to the roof.
but you never know what's going to happen once they get to the roof.
That is true.
Might pick you up on the way.
Oh, that is scary. Wave me around at biplanes. Yeah.
And this was probably my favorite announcement of the entire thing.
Yeah.
Because we take a little break here from games and start announcing... building.
That is good. It was good when they were like, two announcements. You're like, oh, that's exciting. And one, they were like, here's a roof.
And they were like, hey, remember that Nintendo building we're building?
Not really.
Done.
It's coming.
And it's called the Nintendo Museum. And it opens in Japan next March.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean.
You'll be able to see the history of Nintendo.
Yeah.
The history of me.
Yeah, that's exciting, Mr. Nintendo.
Mr. Nintendo presents the Nintendo Museum. Zelda and Ganondorf and Noah and... Mio and Sora all getting amiibos,
yeah,
and that was
true.
Three separate announcements that I just crammed into one there, because...
It could have been.
Yeah.
Honestly,
everyone got very excited. There was a lot of, like, speculation, because Smash Bros., it was announced that Sora was getting an amiibo, and Smash Bros. Had restocked amiibos, pro controllers, and... something else.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, every time they do this...
There's a big announcement.
There's something for Smash Bros. Something must be happening.
Nope.
There was an update for Smash Bros. As well, which was, it now supports a Sora amiibo.
Yeah, that's so funny.
And then, everyone's been like, where the frick is Captain Falcon?
Yeah.
Huh? The Switch almost done. The Switch is almost dead and buried.
Where's Captain Falco?
We haven't had a single F-Zero game.
What the hell?
Well, we've closed down Pac-Man 99 this month, and we're opening up F-Zero 99, which looks bonkers.
It looks so crazy.
99 people in a track that was made for like 8?
It's so crazy. And like, you die if you hit the sides of the thing enough. Like, it's...
Yeah.
And you got a boost that's like you can use, but it takes your health. It looks awesome.
Yeah.
I like that when cars explode, you can get a little boost from their death.
Yeah, you suck their juice.
That's
awesome.
Their
death juice.
Yeah.
I was hoping that this would be paired with like, also...
Yeah, hey, we're remaking, or here's a brand new...
No. Well, I guess like they're just seeing if people like F-Zero. This isn't what F-Zero fans wanted, which is exciting.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Because I saw the F-Zero thing and I was like, I remember, because there were a lot of rumors about this Direct, about what was coming. I saw a lot of people talk about the Donkey Kong versus Mario. Like, that turned out to be true. But also a lot of people were like, there's absolutely going to be some F-Zero news.
Yeah, so
sort of.
The rumors that kind of got kind of loud that didn't end up being true is that Metroid Prime 4 was now ready to have some kind of showing, that they could potentially announce a release of Metroid Prime 2 as a shadow drop, similar to what happened with Metroid Prime, and F-Zero GX for GameCube remade.
Yeah.
None of those were true.
No dice.
Boom, boom.
Nice try.
But the end of this one, I didn't hear any
me neither. So did not see it coming.
Anyway, next two games. We've got two League of Legends stories. We've got Bandle Tale and Songs of Nunu.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I guess if you're a big LOL guy.
Yeah, is Nunu good?
Who can say?
Yeah. Then your guy's back, WarioWare, yeah, but that's... this time he's making you look like a chicken in the lounge room.
Yeah, it looks fun. Yeah. Like any WarioWare game, it looks like a good time. Quite a few mini games, more, I think, than the last time. I feel like the last time was maybe 100.
See, whilst I would be embarrassed about playing Trombone Champ by myself,
because
WarioWare, the game is so crazy, playing that by myself, I'd be like, you know what, whatever.
Absolutely. Well,
probably wouldn't play playing it in my bedroom by myself, fine.
Yeah.
Don't know how I feel about a lounge room situation, especially with housemates walking around.
I think the difference is that Trombone Champ, maybe this is unfair to Trombone Champ, but it feels like it's designed to amuse others. But WarioWare has like an unselfconscious ridiculousness, you know?
Well, I feel like the Trombone Champ feels like a meme. Yeah. WarioWare doesn't. No. It's just these are freak games.
I think that's exactly it. Yeah.
And they're also like a bit unpleasant.
Yeah, there's something kind of nasty
about it.
Yeah, yeah.
If they could somehow scent the game to smell like garlic or shit, they probably would, I reckon.
Like, yeah. Stinky BO.
Then we have paid DLC for a game called Eastwood, which is apparently good, but somehow I had never heard of it.
I remember Eastwood's one of those games. This happens sometimes where you see trailers for it, everybody talks it up, and it gets released, and it's like there's like complete radio silence for some reason. This is what it was like for me. I was looking forward to Eastwood, but then it fell off
Well, now there's paid for DLC, so.
Which is weird. It looks like the paid DLC, because I think Eastwood's just like a kind of role-playing game. Huh. Not a role-playing game, but like a...
like a Baldur's Gate-y sort of thing?
No, more like a...
like a Diablo? Like a Zelda? Like a...
maybe more like a Zelda? I don't know, really. Like, you're going around the city, chatting to people. There's, like, combat occasionally, but it feels like it's mostly just chatting. That's as far as I can tell. But then this DLC kind of looks like a farming simulator. And also in the trailer, they were like, you don't have to play Eastwood to play this DLC, so... maybe you could just play it like a farming sim? Anyway, very weird.
I don't know. I'll suss it out.
Yeah.
It's too confusing for me not to look into.
Absolutely.
Then we have Wargroove 2, which I believe is Wargrove, but this has a typo.
Okay. I wish it was called Wargroove. Wait, no, isn't it called Wargroove?
Is it called Wargroove?
I'm pretty sure it's Wargroove.
I think I've been calling it Wargrove. That's embarrassing.
I'm 99% sure it's Wargroove.
Wargroove.
It'll be funny if you're
it
right.
It is Wargroove.
There you go.
Huh.
Is this another JRPG?
No, it's the one that looks like Advance Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It looks fun.
Yeah, I need to. I should really buy the new Advance Wars.
Yeah, me too.
What this trailer did for me, Mr. Nintendo, which you're probably also still happy with.
Yeah.
I was like, I need to buy Advance Wars. Yeah, we are happy with that. That's a good result for us. You're buying a game, we're happy.
Yeah.
And then finally, the last couple of announcements. So we get Dave the Diver, which is a game that was on Steam and people have been talking about a lot recently.
Sleepy Nice came on and reviewed it once,
It comes out October 26th on the Switch. I will be picking that up day one because I feel like I'm missing out by not playing it.
Absolutely.
Then we get two huge announcements to close out the show. One, the final Mario Kart 8 booster pack course
is here.
And there's four new races. Everyone thought there was only two, but there's four.
There were two slots in the character selection screen. There's two extra guys
now. We squeezed a couple of guys in to trick you.
I don't know what the character selection screen's going to look like now. It's going to be really weird. You're going to have like two characters dangling
gonna
up to the side.
It's going to look good.
Here's my theory. I think Peachette you'll be able to get by clicking on Peach so that they don't, you know, take up a slot. You know, like you can pick different colored Yoshis.
Do you think the same for Pauline?
No, I think she'll replace...
Also, Toadette turns into Peachette, not Peach.
Oh, yeah. They'll do that with Toadette and then
but
maybe...
that's a different weight class, surely.
Yeah, that's true.
Toadette's a little mushroom.
Well, then they'll
Peachette's
do it with Peach.
A girl.
And then they'll replace the random character thing with Pauline. And
you won't
be able to.
Random.
You won't be able to select a random character anymore. That's my
also, there's some courses coming, but we only got a little tease of those. We did
Daisy's Circuit or some shit. Yeah.
That's awesome. And then finally, to close out the show, Among Us the Fungal. And you mapped to Among Us.
Woo!
It's a new free map launching this October.
Dude, Intruder, am I right?
Sussy. Wait, but one more thing. Yeah, that's right. I did it to you twice. I did it in the show and I just did it now. I'm Mr. Nintendo. Got one more thing, and that one more thing is Paper Mario and the Thousand Year Door is getting a Switch remake.
Mackerel.
It's the direct of flat games, like I said earlier.
It's a flat-ass direct.
This is the Paper Mario that everyone's like, why don't they make more Paper Mario games like this Mario? It's crazy that we're going to get Super Mario RPG and Thousand Year Door.
At the same like on the same console?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is wild. That's like, a lot of Mario RPG. That's a lot to work through.
And they're very...
like long games.
Well, yeah. Long games, but also Thousand Year Door, like they're both very, like, very RPG.
Yes, absolutely, for sure. I played Paper Mario, like the first one, and I played Super Paper Mario.
Yeah.
I've never played Thousand Year Door, so I'm very excited to play this.
I have played Paper Mario.
Nice.
Paper Mario Thousand Year Door.
Nice.
Super Paper Mario.
Okay.
Did you play Splash?
Call us Sticker Storm?
No, Sticker Star.
Yeah, yeah. Origami King?
Yeah, but only for about 5 minutes.
Yeah, I've not played Origami King. I don't know why.
Me neither.
I'm sure I'd have a good time.
Origami King was definitely better than Sticker Star.
And I think Origami King has a very funny sense of humor, too, from memory.
Yeah, well, that's the good thing about Paper Mario Thousand Year Door is silly. Crazy.
Yeah. That's awesome.
No release date yet, but I think it's just coming in 2024.
Cool. And it looks very pretty.
Yeah.
It looks really nice. A lot of good games.
Yeah, a lot of good games.
Very exciting stuff.
Well, and,
yeah.
Listeners, Mr. Nintendo, don't listen to this, because I'm going to speculate pretty heavily on something that you don't want announced yet.
I'm ready.
Listeners, and I know I'm not going to be the first person to say this, this direct heavily implies that the Switch 2, whatever will be announced in March 2024.
Yep.
So put that on your calendar. If I'm right, you all have to buy me a video game. Every single person.
You're going to get a lot of games, dude. Get excited.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You can tell a lot of these games are...
pretty much...
we're kind of just throwing everything we've got left.
Yeah, so a lot of remakes and ports are coming out post-March, but pretty much any of the things that they think could potentially be a big hit, pre. So Peach, March.
Yeah.
Luigi's Mansion... so far away that it feels like it's never coming down.
Yeah. No, you're right. Which is exciting because that means when the Switch 2 or whatever comes out, we're going to get all of those sort of mainline games that, you know, maybe we're not even hearing about yet.
And dev kits have been passed around and people are saying backwards compatibility is there, which is good to hear.
Yeah, that's very exciting.
Don't have to keep my Switch. Can put it in the bin.
Yeah, dude. Fling it at a tree.
Yeah.
Fling it at a truck.
Yeah. Feed it to a dog.
Yeah.
The dog will get sick. Take the dog to a vet.
The vet
says, the dog put down.
Hey, what did you do? You say, I don't know. I found him like this.
Not even my dog.
I'm a good Samaritan.
Yeah, I'm a good Samaritan. You should kill this dog,
man. Did you try and feed this dog a Nintendo Switch? Because the new one's coming out? What are you saying
vet? I'm glad you're a vet and not a psychiatrist or detective, because you don't know what's going on in my brain or what's going on at all.
You're messed up. You're sick in the head, vet.
I'm reporting you to the vet police.
But first, kill my dog.
I mean, the dog I found.
But yes, good direct, good state of play.
Good direct, good state of play. Great guest, Mr. Sony, Mr. Nintendo. And Jackson, speaking of guests, is there a third person here?
Hey, everybody! It's a party in here.
Hey!
You get a lot of people hanging out. Anyway, I'm Mr. Ads, and here's some ads.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Thank you, Mr. Rads. Thank you, Mr. Rads.
Thanks, Mr. Rads. Thanks, Mr. Rads.
Mr. Rads, this is Mr. Nintendo, Mr. Sony.
How are you doing, Mr. Nintendo, Mr. Sony? I love your games.
Hey, thank you so much, Mr. Rads. We love your ads.
Oh, well, thank you very much. It's a humble job, but someone's going to do it.
Well, we'll see you next time.
So long, goodbye.
Great to meet you.
Yeah, you too.
Now, Jackson.
What?
Even though this is a bonus episode.
Yeah.
It is obviously still X-Tember 360.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is still thumb cramps. So we're just going to read a couple of emails out. A
couple of cheeky emos.
A couple of cheeky emos. So people have emailed us at thumbcrampspot@gmail.com.
That's good of them.
So first off, we've put a call out.
Yeah.
When did thumb cramps go wrong?
Oh, I'm excited to hear people's opinion on this.
Ran emails in. It was probably the second time that nudity in video games argument came up.
That was, sort of a landmark moment for us.
Yeah.
And I still, I think I've been proven correct in that. I think history has shown that in that debate I was the victim.
Yeah, that video games were made to jack off your dick to?
You put a penis or bum in a game.
Yeah.
It's there for someone to jerk their little dick off to, yeah.
This one is from Harry, who's not a coward. Yeah. Hey, video game boyfriends. I like to think I'm inadvertently responsible for making thumb cramps psycho.
Whoa.
As I sent an email complaining about Zamet's dislike of Garrus, which started a chain reaction of Mass Effect-related emails that killed Joel Zamet. Some may disagree, but I like to think that was ground zero of thumb cramps getting weird.
Yeah.
Also, I recently moved to a new place and my closest video game store is inside a Sports Direct.
No.
Which I think might be the end game of embarrassing ways to buy games. Now I have to walk through two floors of jocks and people actually doing things with their lives while I buy baby video games after pretending to peruse the weights and subtly noticing the game section.
Do you have to dodge, footballs and stuff as you're walking back?
Through a game of dodgeball.
They try and pelt you as you try and flee. That Garrus email, that was, it was certainly...
Zamet had left the show at that point, though.
That's true.
I went back through the archives myself.
Yeah.
Just looked at the titles, didn't listen to any.
Of course.
The last episode Joel Zamet appeared before his tragic passing was Deathloop.
Whoa, wow, very, very auspicious.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think with those Mass Effect emails, that was the first time we were in direct opposition to our fan base as we fought them on. We said, do not send us emails about Mass Effect, and they did.
And that rule still applies. Send us an email about Mass Effect, we will not read it.
I would never in my life read an email about Mass Effect.
And finally, to bring us home, and look, maybe the subject of this email got a little bit of favoritism from me.
Okay.
Subject, great work, Joel.
Oh. Okay. All right.
So this is from Dylan.
Yeah.
Great work, Dusha, on being the only podcaster to have good taste in music.
Oh.
That was after, presumably, I mentioned the band Race Trader, which are a very intense hardcore band. What are your favorite video game original soundtracks? Mine's real obvious and boring, but really love Hotline Miami.
Hotline Miami's is good.
Yeah.
It's really good.
The Nier Automata soundtrack's pretty good, too.
Journey is probably my favorite, I would say.
Doom has a soundtrack that rocks, but the Doom soundtrack that I don't ever listen to outside of Doom.
Ah, yeah.
Where the other two I just listed, I would listen to. Trombone Champ, as mentioned in this obviously. Episode, yeah.
The original Red Dead. I think the soundtrack for the original Red Dead is superior to the soundtrack for Red Dead 2.
Mm.
That, whatever it's called, Born Unto Trouble, that, whistle song from Red Dead 1.
It's awesome.
It's real good.
I feel like that was a game I played recently where I was like, this soundtrack is the best.
Yeah, I feel like...
Oh, Banjo-Kazooie.
That is good.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Oh, I would say Mario Brothers.
Yes, Mario Brothers. That's a reason. Zelda soundtracks are always really good, but again, I don't listen to them outside.
Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze has a really good soundtrack.
Yeah, Donkey
Kong. Actually, any of the Donkey Kong games have pretty good ones.
They're good. I remember that when I originally set up my Super Nintendo after I acquired one when I was a teenager, I realized I could plug the audio into my stereo. And it was funny playing Donkey Kong with just like the music blasting, but with bass.
That's awesome.
Because it was through like a proper speaker system.
That rules.
That's not how they expected me to play it, but it was awesome.
That's like, that is the ideal way to do it.
I felt like I was in the jungle, baby. Maybe.
Yeah, brother.
Also, are you into vaguely game-related bands? The only one I've ever liked is Horse the Band. It's good shit. The most of the stuff I listen to that's like video game adjacent is like vapor wavy stuff occasionally.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
There's an artist called Alex, which is like A space L space E space X.
Yeah.
They have some cool songs that sample like Zelda and Mario.
Yeah.
Makes me feel like I'm falling asleep playing a video game and now I'm dreaming of being in a game.
I do like those vibes where people sort of like play on the, like, not the nostalgia, but like the etherealness that can kind of come from old video game soundtracks. But nobody specifically who's making like music that references games. Yeah. I feel like that's it's like,
what about Brental Floss? Remember that guy from 15 years ago?
Absolutely not, dude.
He put, what if Mega Man had lyrics, dude?
Oh, wait. I do remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, can I get a shameless plug for my screamo band, Raccoon City? Only game related in name because we named it when we were 21 and obsessed with Resident Evil 4. Thank you for being the only good podcast.
Hey, you're welcome.
Also, has Jackson played Grounded since its official release? It's definitely in contention for Game of the Year. Now, originally when I saw this, I was like, my God, this is like the 15th email that we've read out on the show that was like, Jackson, have you played Grounded? But this is the first one that has acknowledged that you have played it before.
In the past. So I have played it since the official release.
Yep.
And I got very bored very quickly. So,
is it because you can't eat a hot dog when you're small or whatever?
I don't know. I think it's that I really dislike in a game base building. That's really never fun for me. But I really like survival games. And 99% of the time, a survival game is also a base building game.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, that part, like the crafting and stuff, I didn't really care for in Grounded.
Yeah.
And I was just playing it by myself. Maybe if I played it with a bunch of friends, I would have a better time. But I was like,
would you have a better time if the game was sexual nature?
How sexual?
Well, you get tiny and then maybe crawl into an anus.
Yeah, I probably would have a better time. Yeah.
That would be awesome. Maybe into like a urethra.
It's getting less good.
Because I guess a thing for you with being small, which is apparently definitely not a sexual thing.
It isn't, yeah.
Grounded might make you a bit too small. You want to be like, I think, hot dog height.
The thing with Grounded is, yeah, I don't know.
You want to be like 3 inches. You don't want to be like 1 inch.
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, no, but you want to go down a hole in a
I think if it was like a platformer, I would have a way more fun time.
Yeah, they should make an Ant-Man game.
They should make an Ant-Man game.
Where sometimes you jump on as a regular guy, but then sometimes you got to get little.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Then you got to get big.
It's really easy to imagine an Ant-Man game for the PS2.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like, that would be the perfect console for an Ant-Man game.
PS3 and Xbox 360 and the Wii have lots of Marvel Cinematic tie-in games, and then they just suddenly stopped.
It's crazy that's not a month we've done.
I don't really want to do that.
Me neither. It would be so bad.
And also just back to what Dylan said with their band Raccoon City. So yeah, I'm actually a pretty big fan of that band.
Whoa.
I really like the album Nightlife. I own it on record and it took me a really long time to track it down. And then when I saw that you'd emailed and been like, hey, listen to my band, I was like, already have.
That's crazy.
So everyone else should check it out. It's a good screamo band. Raccoon City. I believe they're from Adelaide.
Hell yeah. Shout out to Raccoon City.
Yeah, shout out to Adelaide. City of Churches.
Yeah, City of
What's
Churches.
What's going on in Adelaide? Anything good?
Love God up there.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And obviously, Jackson.
Yes.
Our listeners know this by now, but I will remind them. If they are listening to this, there is one condition.
An obligation.
They have to head to whatever podcast platform they're listening to it on, and they need to head to the review section, and they need to hammer 5 stars.
Exactly. It's not hard.
It's not hard. It's
very
easy.
You don't even have to press every individual star. You just press the star at the end most of the time.
Yep.
That gives you the five stars.
And then if it lets you write a little cheeky review, then you just write that little cheeky review.
If you want to try and Manchurian candidate me by saying a bunch of unrelated words together, see if I kill the president, give it a go.
You're allowed to do that.
You can do whatever you like. All you got to do is give us 5 stars.
And these people have. So we got a 5-star review here, and obviously we will read it out because it's 5 stars.
Yeah, you know it. That's the rule.
5 stars from a name that looks like they've just hammered the keyboard, and I respect that.
That's baller.
Great podcast, but I don't think they're going to beat the gas leak allegations.
Do you remember when I did that once?
Gassed yourself?
No. Oh, I gassed all of us.
Oh, yeah, you left the stove
on? I left the stove just going.
Yeah, that's
we
awesome.
We could have died. Podcast up in flames. Yeah. Wow.
And we got another review that just says 5 stars, safe for school. I'm glad this can be played in schools. It saved me many times.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
So you just gotta make sure you're giving us 5 stars. And also, the more reviews we get, the more critically acclaimed we are.
Yeah, you're doing us a favor. We don't know where we are in the charts right now. Haven't checked, but I bet it's freaking low.
But if you review us...
Imagine how high up we'll get.
And also, because when we get booked to do things like, you know, PAX, you like how we record a first ever...
You like the PAX episode, huh?
Imagine we did that, but... Imagine on the Statue of Liberty when the city of New York invites us to do a podcast there because we've got so many 5-star reviews.
Yes. Don't you want us to get the key to the city?
Yeah, and another thing you can do to help us get the key to the city is follow us on Instagram.
That's true.
At ThumbCrampsPod. Give that a follow. It's good stuff there. You can DM us on there if you want.
Yeah, send us a little message.
Yeah, we see them. Even if we don't reply, we see them.
We're looking at them.
Yeah. Someone sent in fart and shid.
That's good stuff.
Good stuff.
That's what we want.
Well, speaking of good stuff, I'm excited to play every single one of the games I've mentioned today.
Of course. As gamers, we must play every game ever announced.
Thank you, Mr. Nintendo. Thank you, Thumb Cramps.
And thank you, Mr. Sony. Thank you, Thumb Cramps.
It's good to be here, and we'll see you at our usual slot when Xtember 360 continues. Mr. Sony, Mr. Nintendo, sorry that we dedicated an entire month to Microsoft, but they're not here today, so you guys are the real winners.
Yeah, that is true. I agree. Well, we'll see you around.
See you around. And gamers, keep on gaming, and remember, if it's Shadow Dropped, you gotta buy it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.